It's the middle of summer. Whole squad out, just renting them Hummers. You know the team, red life, I call them niggas my blooders. Tank top on, tan a little, get me some color. Coco chains looking like I can't believe it's not butter. Word to mother, I'm single now, it's kinda a bummer. Me and my shorty ain't together, but forever I love her. The woman on me though, the flow make the women horny. A million views on that Uber, that's a different story. Same chick, just a different story. Same bed, just a different shorty. Call my ex, she like, why you call me? She don't want me, karma trying to warn me. I know I fucked up, but don't ignore me. Damn, anyway, I don't gotta let it bang. My niggas do it for me. A lot of haters on my body, had to get them off me.
Hey everyone, this is Cody.
This is Carl.
And we're gonna come at you with week two of the NFL preseason. So thanks for listening. Please be sure to subscribe to our Instagram. Follow, throw us some likes. I know we have Carl's face on it, but it's cool. In spite of that, please throw some likes. The CNC Football Podcast. Also going to have a Twitter out soon, but we just appreciate you guys listening. Please continue to subscribe, rate, all that. Thanks for listening. So
yeah, thank you for all the support, guys.
Absolutely. So moving on, let's get into it. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about every matchup. One thing we're excited for from each team, and then we're going to talk about which team we think out of the teams playing each other this week will have a better season. Yeah. So let's dive right into it. Carl, first of all, we have the Eagles versus Steelers. Tell me something you're excited to see for the Eagles. And
well, breaking news. The Eagles got Dorrell Green back home from the Titans.
DGB.
But Henderson already came out. Henderson is the coach. He already came out and said Beckham won't be suiting up for the week two preseason game. So I'm pretty sure he must get acclimated with everything. I would say I want to see Carson Wentz, but he might not play as well. He has a
hairline fracture. I have a hairline fracture, too.
So pretty much I just want to see solid play from that defense again. They came out against Tampa Bay, and since from the opening kickoff, they caused the fumble, scored, got 6-7 points off of that. And then next play, the next series, they did their thing on defense and got stopped. So
yeah.
I want to see that defense again.
No, I really like this defense a lot, actually. I think this is going to be one of the better defenses in the league this year.
Cox had that sack strip fumble yeah, on Winston, your boy.
A lot of people get sacked by Fletcher Cox. He's a really good player. I'm excited to see Eric Rowe. The Eagles drafted him, I think it was in the second round two years ago. And he's third string, like he's far down in the depth chart.
He might had him like the damn near starter.
Yeah, he might get cut. He was a really physical corner out of Utah, kind of the mold of those old Seattle corners, really tall, lanky, and aggressive, and doesn't seem like he found a home in that system. So I want to see what happens with him, because I think if they cut him, he'll go to a team that utilizes those kind of players, a team that uses man. I'm thinking the Cardinals, I'm thinking, like I said, the Seahawks, I'm thinking the Steelers who need a quarterback. He goes to a system like that, I think he could really help a team. So I want to see how he does, because I think he's a talented player.
Especially the Steelers.
So I just want to see what he's able to do. And if they cut him, it'll be interesting to see what happens after that and that dynamic. So moving forward, we got the Steelers we just talked about. Carl, what are you excited to see out of that?
Oh, that secondary. Right now, there's nobody. I'm looking for somebody to just separate themselves and step up.
It's really bad.
It's bad, man. It's so bad. Like, during the preseason game versus Detroit, they got a gimme pick. So I just want to see something.
Randall Gay, rookie Artie Burns. I don't even know their safeties at this point.
Artie Burns didn't even play.
Yeah, so for me, I'm excited to see Sammy Coates.
Two fumbles.
Yeah, I kind of called this a few podcasts ago. I called him an ostrich. It's really fast, no hands. I'm going to use that for a few people who are just athletic but can't catch the ball. Sammy Coates, they need him to step up, so I'm interested in seeing if that happens. Personally, I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm interested in seeing that. So definitely want to see if he's able to help at all take the burden off of Martavis not being there. And Ladarius Green, that's a weird situation where he just didn't tell him he had a concussion after they signed a $40 million contract.
Yeah.
He's like, by the way, I might retire, but thanks anyways for that guaranteed portion of the check.
Yeah, that was bad. That was
just
bad.
The ultimate swindle. I'm not mad at him.
But they got, I believe the tight end they have right now, Jesse James?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty nice and athletic. And
yeah, but they wanted Ladarius Green.
Ladarius
Green's a monster.
Yeah,
like, they wanted to see what he could do. And if, you know, all things worked out, which obviously they didn't, they had Green and Martavis with AB. That's a crazy red zone offense.
Yeah.
But
for fantasy purposes, you want to keep an eye out on that situation, because if they don't have a tight end like Ladarius Green, that means Wheaton and perhaps Sammy Coates will step up and definitely get those targets.
They're both trash, so they'll probably That's your
opinion.
Anyways, so who do you expect to win, or have a better season out of these two teams, the Eagles and the Steelers?
Oh, without a doubt, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
They don't have that tough of an obstacle besides that secondary.
It's a big obstacle, though.
That's not really.
You need to have a secondary.
I mean, their front seven could help them.
It can. It's still kind of unproven, too. No, I agree with you.
They managed last year. They didn't really have a secondary, in my opinion.
No, I agree. They sneaked into the playoffs because a certain team in New York failed to beat the Bills. But we're moving on to greener pastures.
I wonder who that team was. Until you say
it. It was the Giants, right?
It definitely wasn't the Giants. I need to hear you say it.
So I have the Steelers, too. But I actually think it's going to be closer than people think.
Wow.
I have the Eagles going 8-8, I have the Steelers going 9-7. So,
I don't see how the Eagles can win 8 games.
The division's not that strong. I really like their defense a lot. Bradford came onto his own towards the end of the season. If DGB becomes what we think he can be.
But that offensive line without Lane Johnson, what's going
to
happen?
Yeah, that's going to be tough, but they'll find a way to work. A lot of teams have trouble offensive lines.
And Peters is already hurt.
Yeah.
Every
team deals with injury, but I like a lot of things, especially this defense. And I think in that division, I think they can beat the Cowboys. I think they can beat the Giants at home. I think they can beat the Redskins one time. Like, this team, I feel like every team in the division will split when they play each other. I feel like the home team's going to win in almost every circumstance.
Not if we see what they did in preseason game. They came out running strong with three tight ends.
Yeah.
Because they had no receivers.
No, all three tight ends are doing really well, too. No. So, I don't know. I think that they're going to be an interesting team. But like I said, I got the Steelers. So, next game up, we got the Bengals and the Detroit Lions. What do you want to see out of the Bengals?
Bengals, let's see. I definitely want to see how Tyler Boyd is.
Ostrich.
I want to see if he's
6'1". Listener, someone commented on our podcast, said Tyler Boyd is 5'9" in a speedster, and called me an idiot for saying that he was tall and fast and had no hands. I looked it up. Tyler Boyd is 6'1", you idiot. But thanks for listening. Please continue to subscribe. Up that rating up from a 2 to a 5, though.
Glad you got that out there, system. Look at Tyler Boyd. Brandon LaFell just went down with a hand injury.
Oh, boy.
So, Tyler Boyd, it's time for him to step up and take advantage of these dumb targets that he's going to get over these preseason games.
I mean, you got to think about teams that have been really hurt by injuries and, like, units in terms of, like, a team's offense or defense. I look at the Bills' defense. I look at the Saints' defense. And I look at the Bengals' offense. Because, they lost LaFell, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Eifert's probably not going to play for at least a game or two of the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And today, their starting right tackle, Cedric Abucci, he got hurt as well. So he looks like he's going to miss a few games, too. So,
their rookie, Billings, went out.
Billings, yeah.
Indefinitely.
Yeah, he got surgery, the nose tackle from Baylor. They've been really hurt by injuries, and it's a shame to see. So I actually want to see Jake Fisher. If you remember from the draft a few years ago, they got Cedric in round one at right tackle, and they got Jake Fisher from Oregon in round two.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at Cedric as a left tackle once Whitworth retires, and then Fisher moved to the right tackle. Whitworth is one of the best left tackles in the league last year, so they have to keep Cedric at right, and Fisher's kind of staying and learning. He's more of a smaller zone blocker. I'm getting too nerdy for everyone, but I'm really excited to see what he can do because it's always interesting to see these young players making sure that they can come into the game and really step up and show that their draft position was worth it. So I'm excited to see Jake Fisher.
Okay.
What do you got for the Detroit Lions?
Detroit Lions, well, let's just say this. James Harrison welcomed Taylor Lewan to the league last preseason game. He had a strip sack fumble on Matthew Stafford because he blew the pass.
You're talking about Taylor Decker.
Taylor Decker. Taylor Lewan for the Titans.
I think it's Taylor Decker.
Taylor Decker.
You're getting your Taylor's confused.
Yeah, I'm getting the Taylor's confused. But, Decker got a welcome rookie by James Harrison, blew through him, got a sack fumble on Stafford. So that was good. So I want to see that offensive line. I want to see.
And they were really bad last year, too. They were really bad. So seeing him step up would be good. I loved him coming out of Ohio State. So I'm excited to see that. For me, it's Marvin Jones playing his former team.
Yeah.
He's going to have a lot of responsibility. Yeah. Everyone in Detroit seems to love him and his potential. I don't see it as any sort of replacement for Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
But I am interested to see what kind of production he can do, especially with Ebron currently out.
Yeah, Anquan Boldin was on the field with the ones, too.
Boldin stealing a lot of targets.
Exactly.
All right, so who do you think will have a better season out of those two teams?
Bengals, Detroit. I'm going to go with the Bengals.
Yeah, I agree with you. unfortunately, Detroit just has a lot of holes. And, you know, I'm not too sold on Stafford in general in terms of taking the next step. I love his potential, but his road record is just horrific.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if I really trust him.
Let me ask you this. You think he reached his ceiling?
Yeah, I mean, if he wasn't able to do it with Megatron in his prime, like, is he going to do it with Golden Tate the third, Marvin Jones?
But it's a completely different offense, and they're going to be spread. They're going to be spreading the ball.
I don't also don't like the run game to take any pressure off him either.
That's,
so like, it's all going to be on his shoulders.
I hate that run game.
Yeah.
But Zach Zinner, the boy I was telling you about, he was a man. Preseason.
I'm playing Gabbert. No, he's a white man. He's too slow. I don't trust in Zach Zinner. Same shit happened last week. Last year, he like wowed everyone in preseason, and we didn't see anything happen. So I don't trust Zach Zinner. He's just like a white Joik Bell to me, like just like a really slow body running back. So they have enough of those like slow runners. Amir Abdullah fumbles every time he touches it.
Yeah.
And Theo Ratliff is just good for catching the ball, but for some reason can't run it. So fuck him. Anyway, Falcons versus Browns. What are you trying to see from the Falcons?
Again, I just want to see that receiver depth. Mm-hmm. And also, I can't move on without touching base on my man, like Vic.
Michael.
Vic Beasley.
Oh, Vic Beasley, yeah.
Looked so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
That was really bad.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, aside from that, just the receivers. Aldrick Robinson had a crazy stat line, 3 for 100 and something yards. But that was with the backup quarterback. So I just want to see who Ryan's going to build rapport with.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely looking for the same thing. One thing you said about Vic Beasley, and this is something that's a little weird about me, but something I'm super strict upon, is making sure that whenever a player has like an appropriate number for their jersey. I hate seeing Vic Beasley as a defensive lineman, as a linebacker with number 44. That's so gross. Have like something in the 90s. 99 or 97 is such a tough number.
Yeah.
Have that. So get it together, dude. For me, it's going off of that. I'm excited to see that front seven. Didn't see a lot that I liked last week. I don't expect a lot this year, so I really want to see if they can do any sort of production. But I'm not holding out hopes, but apparently Dan Quinn was some like defensive genius, and I just haven't seen it yet. So, anyways, what do you want to see from Cleveland?
Cleveland, I want to see everything.
Yeah.
Last week, first preseason game, RG3 definitely had a welcome back to the NFL, sir, type of game. It was very horrible. Tyrell Pryor went out.
Yeah,
I heard. Don't know his status really.
After he balled out, too.
Yeah,
that's such a cool story.
They actually got Josh Gordon back today, too.
Yeah.
So that's good. And Coleman's back, too.
Yeah.
So Corey Coleman's back. So I just want to see them. I just want to see RG3 with the people that he's going to start with. I don't want to see him with these, like, other rookies and other players that's not going to get no type of burn.
Yeah, I do too, and I also want to see if he's able to take the next step, because he had some nice throws, like that bomb to Terrell was great, but the pick was just disgusting.
And the run game didn't even get going. Right?
Well, so who I want to see, they spent a first-round pick on Cameron Irving from Florida State last year, and he's just been awful since he came in the league. He was a guard last year. He's a center now, picking up for Alex Mack, and he was getting destroyed last week, so definitely want to see what he's able to do. So who do you have with the better record overall this season?
I'm definitely going with Atlanta. Cleveland has way too many holes.
Yeah.
And they have way too many issues that they needed to address, especially with Josh Gordon missing 4 games. So I'm definitely going with Atlanta on this one.
Yeah, I am too, but I don't think Atlanta's going to be that good either.
Yeah.
So I definitely have them with a better record, but I don't think any team...
Exactly.
I can see both these teams having a top 10 pick next year.
Yeah,
easily.
Okay. I agree with that.
All right, so next up we got Oakland and Green Bay. What are you trying to see from Oakland, Carl?
Oh, man, I love what I saw from Oakland. Oakland, I really want to see... I want to see them start utilizing their tight ends. Carr came in the game. He didn't really have... He didn't really throw to
Clive.
He didn't really throw to Clive. It wasn't until McGloin was in the game.
Matt McGloin. I'm excited to see for them. I want to see their pass rush. So they obviously have Khalil Mack, one of the best players in the league, but they lost Mario Edwards, who I said was going to be my sleeper this year.
But
he's going to be out for a little bit.
I think he's going to be back by week one, though.
Yeah, well, I just want to see someone else step in the meantime, because Alden Smith isn't going to play this year.
Correct.
They got Bruce Irvin, but he looks like he's playing linebacker, so I want to see maybe they drop him down to pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of questions about who steps in, because that's a really important spot and a really potentially lethal spot for their defense if they can find a pass rusher who's even above average on the other side of Mack and kind of do the same thing that Broncos are doing, just to make sure they're, you know, attacking from both sides and there's no weak spots. I think that could really help their defense take the next step. What do you want to see for Green Bay?
Just want to see Lacy prove the doubters wrong. I want to see him bounce back from losing weight, and I want to see him have that rookie season he had. He was amazing.
Yeah.
So I want to see Lacy bounce back, and I want to see how they use Cook.
Yeah. No, I'm excited to see Lacy. He got super fat, and now he's not. And want to see that anything comes from that. I'm excited to see their wide receiver depth.
Mm.
They named Devontae Adams the third receiver, which I just don't get. We really saw he was their limited player. Had shaky hands.
Didn't like Janis go down?
Janis went down, but he was already very far back on the depth chart.
Yeah,
they weren't giving him any love, which I guess he's still kind of a raw player, but he's a great athlete when he plays, and we saw that in that playoff game. So I think they should give him at least packages where he can come in and make plays.
Yeah.
I like Ty Montgomery a ton, too, so I'd love to see him get some more opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think this offense is helped with Devontae. So I would like to see them spread the ball out, use more playmakers who can complement Cobb and Jordy better.
Mm-hmm.
Having essentially another Cobb with Ty Montgomery will make them that much more fun to watch as well. So I'm excited for that. So who do you have with the better season overall?
Define better season because
like better record.
All right, because we both have them with winning records. Mine's is 9-7. Yours is obviously a little higher than that. Well, I'm talking about Oakland when I say that.
Yeah.
And I have Green Bay winning, being in that division that they're in, probably winning it most likely. So I don't know, because if Oakland
if they play
has a 9-7 record. Technically, they'll have a better season because we know Green Bay can make the playoffs and stuff like that. So technically, they'll have a better season.
Well, so let me ask you this. They play each other in a neutral field, full team. Who do you think wins?
Green Bay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So you think Green Bay's a better team?
Yeah.
I think Green Bay too, but I think it's really close. I love Oakland's year. I love Oakland's future. I love the trajectory. I think this is going to be a real powerhouse in the AFC. For years to come.
But you have them making the playoffs.
I do. I don't like
so
them.
How
I don't
can
like
Green
them.
Bay have a better season?
I have them both making the playoffs.
Yeah, so but
yeah.
Technically Oakland makes the playoffs going through everything they went through and like they would have the better season.
Well, they both make the playoffs. I see the Packers at least winning one game in the playoffs.
Oh, you don't,
I don't see,
I
don't see Oakland winning a game.
Okay, okay.
There's too much inexperience.
Okay.
I think they're both gonna be fantastic teams this year. So I'm really excited to see both teams. I think Green Bay is going to win a game and they get eliminated. It's kind of like their defense.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll make it to that divisional round of the playoffs. And Oakland will probably lose in the first round. Next up, we got Chicago and New England. What are you trying to see from Chicago?
Chicago, I want to see everything because the game last week versus Denver, I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
I like the linebackers and stuff, but they got to show up.
Yeah.
I want to. The person that did show up, and I'm like shocked because I wasn't expecting it, is definitely Floyd.
Mm.
Leonard Floyd is fast.
He is.
And that boy can get to the quarterback.
Yeah.
And offensively, I want to see what other weapons they have, man, besides Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Because now is the time, man. Now is the time. Somebody else needs to step up.
Has Kevin White played yet?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he has.
Yeah, so now's the time.
Yeah, so for me, I have Alshon and I have Jeremy Langford. I just want to see this offense do more. I think it's a really limited team. I think this is Jay Cutler's kind of last. I can see Jay Cutler having a bad year and they just cut him and move on because no one.
They have to, yo.
Yeah.
At this point, you have to.
Yeah, because he really isn't showing that he's going to, you know, progress any more than what he's done. So, interesting fact, these two teams have been doing joint practices this week.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gotten to a few fights.
Alshon Jeffrey.
Alshon
and
got
Malcolm
a fight.
Butler.
We got a fight with Malcolm Butler. Malcolm Butler is my player to watch in New England because I think it's going to be a fun matchup to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after Malcolm Butler's interception, he did have a better year last year and he kind of made a name for himself as a corner, but he's by no means a top cornerback.
Yeah,
and so I think that because of that play, he's kind of been like etched in everyone's mind as like this great player. And he made a fantastic read on that play. He got help from Brandon Browner and it was just an awful play decision in that Super Bowl pick. But he's still a vulnerable player, and so I could see Alshon, you know, getting a moss or two over him, and that'd be pretty sick to see. I would like to see that. So that's who I want to see in New England. Who are you trying to see?
New England. Boy, I don't even know where to start. I want to see their depth on the line. you know?
Yeah.
They had a pretty good game last week versus us. One guy in particular, I forgot his name.
The rookie?
Yeah.
Joe Thuney?
Yeah.
The third-round pick who everyone's talking about. I think it's a part of the fact that, like, people just want the Patriots to, like... I think if he was on the Browns, no one would talk about this guy. It's like he's, like, an incredible player. It's just that the Patriots' O-line has been so shitty the past few years, especially interior, with Marcus Cannon and players like that. And after they just cut all these fantastic players, like Logan Mankins, letting him go, like all these other guards that they had who were just, like, stunning on them to let him go. So
also, the player I was talking about, too, was Trey Flowers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, he had a sack fumble on us. He got busted right through the line. And he scored a touchdown off of it.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, he was a beast. He did his thing.
Yeah, so Jamie Collins with that pick six.
Yeah, so what?
Yeah.
Third string.
So who do you think should have a better season than this team?
Going for the Patriots, yeah, man, definitely.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't think – offensively, the Chicago Bears are limited, and their secondary is horrible. And I think the Patriots is just a better team all around, even with Brady being suspended for four games. I still pick the Patriots.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, Patriots are going to go to the playoffs. Much as it pains me to say it, there is some really big weaknesses in offensive line and the defense, but, you know, you get Brady back, who's going to be angry, and he only has a few more years left. And
looking for revenge.
Yeah. I hate this guy so much. I'm so tired of Brady, and it's just like you're getting bullied for 12 years by the same team. Just give it up, dude.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for this era to almost be over. Hopefully it's soon because he's 40 and he's still doing it. But I love Martellus Bennett, love Chris Hogan. Those are huge additions. Having a healthy Deion Lewis, Julian Edelman, and Gronk with those two already, it's just going to be crazy. The issue is if they can stay healthy. So, you know, that's always an issue with them. I think there's no way all five of those players stay healthy, but, you know, four or three of them do. Those are still an incredible duo. So, you know, we'll see. They're going to make the playoffs, though, so I definitely have New England. Up next, we got Minnesota and Seattle. What are you trying to see from Minnesota?
I'm trying to see more deep balls from my guy Teddy Bridgewater, who had a nice bomb last week. 49 yards, man. Touchdown.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see more of that, though. I'm not just trying to see one out of every blue play, every few plays.
Yeah, that was also like a wide open throw, too. If you couldn't make that, you shouldn't even be in the league. I mean, it was nice to see
it. Can you just give my man props?
No, it was nice to see that. Everyone's talking about, like, he's like, you know, throwing bombs like he's fucking John Elway or something. Like, he threw to a wide-open guy 40 yards downfield. That's what he should be doing. So it was. I like the aggression. I like the progress of seeing that. But let's not get carried away yet and act like he's, like...
Yeah, you asked me what I'm trying to see, and I just told you what I'm trying to see. I didn't ask you to criticize them.
I'm venting. I'm upset. I like making predictions and players being ass, and then they end up being ass. So for me, who I want to see is Charles Johnson, who I believe caught that bomb.
Yeah.
And he's someone that he... You know, they drafted Laquon Treadwell in the first round to take his spot.
They did, and
he unrelented. He's competed. He obviously worked hard this offseason. He has a starting spot. So, I always like seeing that. He's still really young, too, and he only emerged like 3 years ago. So, I definitely wouldn't mind seeing him, you know, take the next step. And even a greater excuse why Teddy shouldn't cook this year because of the plethora of pass catchers he has around him.
I wouldn't go that far.
He has a lot of pass catches.
No, stop it.
Don't quote me.
Stop. I wouldn't go that far, man. I mean, they're good for their namesake, but nah, I wouldn't go that far.
Those are some young players. If Johnson steps up, if Treadwell becomes what everyone expects him to be, Stephon Diggs was huge last year.
Show me what you do on the field, man. I don't care about this potential crap.
That's what I'm saying about Teddy. I'm saying the same thing about Teddy. So, anyways, we got the Seahawks. What are you trying to see from them?
I want to see how this backfield is going to turn out, man, because my man's Christian Michaels is back.
He's finally back.
Yo, he had himself a game last week, and he's making a statement, and he's focused, and all I'm hearing out of camp is he's more matured, and he's just a different person than he was when he first was with Seattle, and now he's back with them again, and I want to see how that backfield shape up, because they have a lot of running backs.
They do, but we've all been waiting for this to see Christine Michael really take the next step, so hopefully this is a year. For me, I want to see your boy, Brandon Browner, back in Seattle.
I hate you. Do not mention the name on the podcast.
Carl had a Brandon Brown jersey. Was keeping heavy for him last year.
Definitely
then
not.
Then he proceeded to break the record for like most penalties in season history. So I'm excited to see that because he's finally back in Seattle with that back seven of him, Sherman, Cam, and Earl Thomas. I think that he really fit in. It was a complimentary piece of what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see that. Who do you think is a better season between Seattle and Minnesota? Blair Walsh repeat game.
I think, we all know Minnesota dominated that game up until that point. I definitely like Minnesota chances if they have an easy schedule.
You think they have a better record than Seattle?
I think they have a better record and they'll have a better season than Seattle.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I have Seattle. I think that they just have a really talented team. I think Russell takes the next step. Even though he's a major fuckboy for this whole thing with Future. That's a different story. But,
paparazzi.
Yeah, that was so weird.
But even with that offensive line?
But he's never had a good offensive line. Like, he's always been running around. I think
it was never this bad.
It wasn't, I agree with you. But at the same time, they have been making some strides in the run game. Their pass catchers have started to come back together.
Yeah.
Russell's probably the best improviser of any of the quarterbacks out right now.
I agree.
So I trust in him. He's done enough to prove that, he's going to make something happen.
I trust in him too, man.
Yeah.
So most certainly. He helped me win fantasy last year.
Cool.
Okay.
Moving forward, we have the New York Football Jets versus the Washington Redskins.
Oh, man.
What do you want to see from the Redskins?
I want to see the Redskins are going to be the same Redskins we saw last year, but they're just going to be pass happy. I want to see like if Matt Jones could really do it, because what I saw last week is like no way in hell.
Spoiler alert!
Excuse my
against,
language. No
against,
way in heck.
Against his defense, he's not doing anything. I'll tell you. Right. Matt Jones.
But
is
you
not
wasn't saying
doing
that last
anything.
Week when Chris Ivory was doing something.
Chris Ivory does that to a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt Jones is not Chris Ivory.
I feel you.
Dranhead
gang.
Yeah, for me, it's going to be Josh Norman matching up against these bigger receivers.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to have that.
But aren't
they
going to play? That's the thing.
Yeah, Marshall and Decker are both playing.
Okay.
He's never had this scheme before where he does have more talent than he had in the Carolina secondary,
mm-hmm.
but he was also kind of protected by playing that zone. He had a lot of help. He played off the ball a lot. He's going to have to get physical with some of these, going up with Brandon Marshall in a fade route or Eric Decker.
I had a question about the receiver. In Wolf?
Quincy Enunwa.
Yeah, well, how big is he?
He's 6'3".
Is he
6'4"? So he played receiver in Nebraska. We're kind of making him like a tight end hybrid.
Okay,
so what they
yeah.
do, because we never really had a good tight end, except Jason Morrow's coming out. We'll see about that. But so what they did last year is Chan Gailey would kind of – he's a really good blocker.
I remember him last year.
Yeah, he's jacked. So, like, they would put him in the slot, and then he would kind of do, like, running block plays. So
mm-hmm.
he'd set picks. He would go down the field once they dumped it off to Brandon Marshall, and he was huge for our offense.
Yeah, catching bombs like that.
The reason why we lost the games, the first game to the Bills, was because he wasn't there, and it really affected our rhythm. So
mm-hmm.
he's a really good player. I think he's going to be a real big sleeper this year. If you're in fantasy and you see him in the later rounds, please pick him up.
what?
Yeah, he's gonna make some noise. There's going to be a lot of opportunity from this year.
Yeah.
So I want to see Norman against these players. I want to see what happens with that. Moving on to the best team in the league. What do you want to see from the New York Jets?
We spoke on him. I wanted to know how you guys are going to utilize Quincy Enunwa.
Okay.
So.
Enunwa.
Enunwa. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, that's solid. For me, I want to see Leonard Williams. He had a sack last game.
Yeah.
Buster Screen, the starting quarterback, said today that the one player that stood out all training camp is Leonard Williams. And even with the other talent on the defensive line, that he's just been disruptive and been in the backfield every single play. Jets drafted him 6th overall last year.
Mm-hmm.
He just turned 22.
Yeah.
He's a monster. By all accounts, he's probably going to be more talented than Muhammad Wilkerson and Sheldon Richardson when it's all said and done, just off of what everyone's saying with his physicality, his speed. I'm really excited to see him take the next step, so that's definitely who I want to see continue
to dominate.
He definitely
needs to stop going to the bars in Morristown.
Why? Let him live, man. He's out here. He's 22. They wouldn't let you in. That was the thing. You saw Leonard going in.
Definitely need to stop, man.
It's okay.
On beer pong night. Like,
salty.
Stop it.
Let him cook. We got next up, we got Miami Dolphins versus Dallas. What do you want to see from Miami?
I want to see Arian Foster play, but then again, you risk him getting injured.
Yeah.
What I saw last week from that run game was horrible. What I saw from Ryan Tannehill was horrible. So I want to see that offense just together. What's coming out week one. I want to see that offense.
Remember when you said they're going to go 10-6 and win the wild card?
So what?
Do you still feel that way?
Still
do you still feel that way?
Do I still feel that way?
Yeah.
I'm confident.
So you think they're going to win the wild card after seeing how shitty they were?
No,
Ryan Tannehill has no excuse to be this bad in his fifth year. He's been the year as long as Cam Newton. Like he is, or excuse me, Andrew Luck and Russell Wilson.
Okay.
And compared to those guys, he looks lost out there.
Okay.
I think Tannehill's trash. So I want to see Landry because he's one of the best player in offense.
You can't say you want to see Landry when you know Landry's the better than.
I want to see him continue. Okay, if I don't, football notes police over here. I want to see Devontae Parker then. I want to see what he's able to do because he's going to be a huge part of that offense. Everyone's talking about them, conveniently ignoring that Tannehill can't throw past 10 yards. Everyone loves these quarterbacks with weak arms. I hate it. So Tannehill is going to ruin that guy's career. He's going to get traded in 4 years. He's going to go somewhere else and glow up like every other Dolphins receiver. All right. What do you want to see out of Dallas?
Dallas, man. I want to see Dak. See if he can continue, man. He killed it. Prescott.
He did. That was really
good. Definitely killed it. It was very impressive. The throws were like on the money.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to see it. If you didn't see the games, it was a throw to Terrence Williams and it was a throw to Dez Bryant.
Terrence Williams caught it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't do that often. no, that was really cool. I loved what I saw out of him, and it was also interesting to watch that and see, like, this is what having the best offensive line in football and one of the better receivers can do for a rookie fifth-round pick. He can just come in there. He obviously had talent, but, I mean, boy, did he have help, too. So seeing him, like, have some time to throw, he has got a cannon, too.
Yep.
He really can
swing. And we also want to see Ezekiel come back.
Yeah, love to see that.
We want
to
see him play. And then also, I want to say their tight end went down with an injury. Might be going until like, week six. James Hanna.
Okay.
So
they still have Gavin, though. And they still have
Hanna was the one that was threatening Witten for TDs for fantasy purposes.
Witten has been along for so long.
So, you know, you want to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, so for me, I want to see their pass rush because somebody needs to step up. You know, they don't really have anyone of note, but
yeah,
I want to see someone do something just because, you know, they need that, and it doesn't look like there's a lot of talent. So I want to see someone emerge. Who do you have having a better season this year?
Miami. Sure.
Over Dallas?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have Dallas, and I don't think it's going to be even close. I think Miami's going to be awful this
year.
Not
even close.
No.
So remind us what's your record for Miami?
I think Miami was 5-11.
5-11?
Yeah.
Damn.
And Dallas, I think, is 7-9 and 8-8, one of those.
So that's not even close?
Not even close. One of those is 500, one of them isn't.
What?
Yeah.
I feel you. I respect it.
Like, 5-11 is like, we need to reevaluate everything. 8-8 was like, well, we tried. You know, let's do this and change it. 5-11 is like, who's getting fired?
Yeah.
All right, next up, we got Arizona and San Diego. What do you want to see out of Arizona?
Arizona, I just want to see if that defense could be as strong as it was.
Honey Badger's back.
Yeah,
Honey Badger's back.
Yeah, breaking news, Honey Badger's back.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see if they could still be as dominant as they were last year.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Their offense is the same.
Ever since I lost Toddy and he went to New Jersey, it seems like their defense has lost a little bit of steam. So
no.
I want to see the third-round quarterback they drafted, Brandon Williams. He's starting across from Patrick Peterson. Got tested a lot last week, and by all accounts looked pretty good. So
oh, yes, he definitely did.
I want to see him continue to do that. You know, for San Diego, a lot of question marks. One player I am excited to see is Hunter Henry, who I've heard really good things about this season. So the rookie tight end, I think he was a second-round pick. He's the heir apparent to Antonio Gates and has taken on Darius Green Spider, who's kind of a better blocker.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to see how he plays. What do you want to see from San Diego?
San Diego, I want to see if Melvin Gordon can continue, man.
Yeah, we'll
scored a touchdown.
Yeah,
man, I was suit, man.
That was so
gross. Guess what?
That was so
JJ Watt, younger brother, was blocking for him.
You know
the fullback I was talking about.
I realized you caped for him, and then I was like, why is Carl caping for a fullback? I was like, oh, he's J.J. Watt's brother.
No, I wasn't caping. I was just stating
you
facts.
You
he's
caping.
A better runner when
mm-hmm.
he has a fullback
mm-hmm.
blocking for him.
Mm-hmm. You get emotional when you're talking about your crushes.
Yeah, too.
Man Crush Monday. Carl, relax.
Man. Let's go.
We don't have to talk about who's having a better season. Obviously, it's Arizona for both of us.
Yeah.
Next up, we have New Orleans Saints versus Houston Texans. Carl, what do you want to see from the Saints?
Damn, man. We lost Sheldon Rankins.
Oof.
He's not coming back probably till week one, but he's missing time to play and get familiarized.
He'll be back by week one.
Yeah.
Really? From a broken leg?
Yeah. That should be live. He got surgery. He underwent surgery today.
That's really
crazy. They say week one, but we know.
That's awesome. I didn't know he was going to be back that soon. That's really impressive.
So, and then we long, Stephon Anthony went down last week in the game.
Carted off, right?
And he's going to be back by week one, too.
Well,
that's what they're stating. So, we'll see. So, what I want to see, I watched the game. I watched all these games. But I didn't like what I saw from the depth of the secondary, taking poor angles. The only person that really stepped up is like pretty much Eric Harris with deflections and stuff.
How did PJ look? I didn't watch.
PJ, he was okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's something for me to talk about, you know?
Yeah.
But
you call him the best cornerback in the league.
He definitely is, though.
Okay.
He wasn't getting attacked
because
they wasn't throwing to him.
Okay.
You know? Garoppolo was busy throwing to Bennett like 56 times.
Yeah. That was gross.
So, it's whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, for me, I want to see Jarius Byrd.
Yeah.
He robbed the Saints.
They didn't play. He didn't play.
He didn't? Is he going to play this
week? They held him out. Yeah, he should.
Okay. Yeah, so I want to see that. I want to see Michael Thomas, too. I like him a lot. I know he's been banged
up. Oh, what?
I would love to
see
him. Yeah.
He had three impressive catches.
Yeah, I'm really excited about him this season as well. So, I'd love to see his production. What do you want to see from the Texans?
The Texans, I want to see Osweiler take chances, man.
Yeah.
He didn't do that against the 49ers.
He was really conservative.
Hopkins was in the game until the second quarter, and
he only threw him once. And that was an ugly pass.
Only targeted him once.
That was an ugly pass.
Come on, man. Give my man Hopkins a chance. Catch anything between the white lines. You bugging.
Yeah. No, I was excited for that, to see that. Disappointed, but I did like seeing Will Fuller. He got some love, and he's a fast player. So I just want to see more out of him, and hopefully he can really become a threat this season. Braxton Miller looked really good, too. So keep an eye on that.
I think they was trying to force-feed Braxton, man, too many times.
Braxton had a hell of a catch up.
Yeah.
Too many times, man.
Relax, man.
Yeah.
We know he's a versatile player, man.
They just want to see what they got, I guess. All right, so moving on. Who do you think will have a better season this year?
Pretty much, I think we'll probably end up with like the same record, but I think I'm going with my Saints, of course, because we have a better offense.
Okay.
And we know Breeze can win 7 games off the bat. We don't know what Brock really could do. I mean, he only got 5 dubs on his belt, but then, so we'll see.
This team made the playoffs with Brian Hoyer. I think they'll probably be better with Brock. I have a lot of question marks about the Saints defense, too. So I've got the Houston Texans doing better. But not by that much. I think probably 2 games, 3 games. All right, moving on. We got Carolina and Tennessee. What do you want to see from Carolina?
I want to see who the 2 starting corners going to be.
Because they
plan on, what I'm hearing word from campus, they plan on starting 2 rookies at cornerback position, jumping over their veteran players.
Yeah. Actually, I have the same kind of bet on the other side of the ball. I want to see which receiver kind of emerges. Kelvin wasn't active. I believe he was activated today, but there's been a lot of criticism that he showed up to camp out of weight.
Yeah.
They're raving about Devin Funchess, who had a touchdown catch.
And I told you, he looks crazy.
He does.
He lost weight. He's fit.
I'm a believer. So, you know, there's a debate going on in that
definitely
kind of circle of the Panthers fans of, like, who's going to be the number one receiver. Everyone's saying Kelvin has such a better rookie year, but Devin's emerging into his own, and I think he has a better rapport with Cam.
Yeah.
So I want to see that, because I think if they can both just develop and continue to do what they've been doing, that's going to make them just a scary, scary offense. It's a lot different when you're throwing to 2 6-foot-5 guys that are really athletic, as opposed to when you're throwing to Jericho Cotchery and Ted Ginn, who's dropping the ball every other play, and Corey Brown.
Let's not act like these guys didn't go to work, though, last year.
They did, but, like, it's different when you're throwing to Giants as opposed to when you're throwing to 5'9" slot people. That's all you have.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to see from Tennessee?
Tennessee, man, we saw what they can do with that exotic smash mouth, man. They lined up Henry and Murray.
That was
in the
cool.
Backfield
I like
together.
That was pretty cool.
And doing some trickery. We didn't know what was going on. But what I really want to see is... I want to see more out of the receivers. I don't think they're going to be throwing that much, but when they did throw, the kid name is Tajay Sharp,
Jersey.
Guy out of Jersey, Piscataway. He was the man. Mariota was locked on to.
Yeah.
Until he went down with a concussion. I really wish he didn't, because I know he would probably stayed in longer, probably even with the second unit, just to get more burn. So I want to see more out of that.
Yeah. No, I definitely want to see the receivers as well, just because they traded away DGB today. Mm-hmm. He led the team in receiving yards from receiver position last year, and now that it's got rid of him, yeah, they added Rashad Matthews. He's a really good secondary player, but I don't really understand why they would get rid of a player this talented. There must be some like off the field stuff because he's really good. So I want to see, you know, who steps up from receiving. If it's Sharp, that's great. If it's Matthews, that's great. Kendall Wright's kind of a hit or miss player. Trey McBride, they seem to like a lot too. So hopefully he can prove something to them as well. But someone needs to step up because that's slim pickings right there. And Justin Hunter's awful, so don't bring him up. We're unanimous that Carolina's have a better record, right?
Correct. Yeah. But let's not forget, I really think Carolina defense is going to take a step back, man.
Yeah.
If you're talking about starting two cornerbacks as rookies, all right, man, whatever.
Yeah, no, I agree that that's going to be really hard for them to deal with. Next up, we got the Giants at Buffalo. For me, I love watching the Giants play. I think they had a fantastic draft. We talked about this a lot, but Sterling Shepard is just going to be a really...
you saw that catch?
That was incredible. And, you know, Odell's talking about how he's going to be a star, and he kind of didn't want to spoil for everyone, but
he
called it from, like, I think, mini camps, even, like, back in April. So, apparently, they like him a lot, and I just want to see more of Sterling Shepard. What are you trying to see in the Giants?
I want to see more consistency out of that backfield.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of keep switching, like, three or four different backs in the game. Real life and fantasy purpose wise.
Yeah.
I really just want to see somebody take a stronghold, which is Rashad Jennings, and I know he can. I just want to see him like do his thing.
Stop giving Andre Williams a ball, please. So what do you want to see out of Buffalo?
Buffalo, man. Who's gonna step up on defense out of that front seven? Mm-hmm. Like every other day somebody's getting hurt. Every other day somebody's getting suspended.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. Rex is in a battle for his life right now.
For his
and
job.
It's crazy. He brought his brother in with him. So they're both gonna go down.
But they're doing those like idiotic fucking commercials, like putting on wigs and like dressing like Greek or like soldiers and stuff like that. Like, win some games before you start to do that. Like, look, I know Rex. I was a Rex supporter. There was a time in my life I wanted to name my son Rex Ryan Roche. Like, I was ready for it. Like, he was just coming in there brash talking. And then you realize he's a stubborn guy that has set in his ways. He's not going to focus on offense. He fell, like, the best quarterback he's ever had, Tyrod, fell into his lap, and he was trying to get rid of him.
Who just got paid.
Yeah, deservedly so. But, you know, he wasn't sold on him until a few months ago, like, even going into the season. So, like, the fact that he wasn't sure about that is crazy. This team has no receivers either, so I'm really concerned about that.
It's just so shocking because the defense is their anchor.
Yeah.
And they have so many injuries. The defense could have been something serious, could have been much improved from last year.
But Darius is suspended. Shaq Lawson's out first 4 to 6 weeks. Reggie Ragland's out for the year.
Yeah.
Manny Lawson's going to miss the first game. So that front seven is just taking a hit.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have solid quarterbacks, but I want to see the receivers just because there's so much question after Sammy Watkins. You have Robert Woods, who's probably going to be the number two.
Oh, they just let go of Leonard Hankerson because of a bad preseason game he had last
year. He had three drops. then they have Greg Little and Greg Salas, who are just both
And Greg
trash.
Little is known for dropping the ball. So.
But you know what's concerning? I heard that Greg Little was stunning on Ronald Darby this like preseason. This training camp. I heard he was like mossing him. So definitely something to check out as well. Who do you think should have a better year this year? The Giants or the Bills?
Giants.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's not even close. I think the Giants are a playoff team. Moving on, we have Baltimore Ravens versus Indianapolis Colts. What do you want to see out of the Colts?
The Colts, I want to see that offensive line continue to stay that because I can't stress it enough because that ruined their season last year.
Yeah.
They were 8-8, and Luck went down for like half the season. So it's what could have been.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So I'm just continue to stretch that offensive line.
Yeah, I'm looking for Luck. I want to see what he's able to do.
Because they manage always, even without a defense. So.
Yeah, but people forget that he was kind of shitty before he got hurt last year, too. And it's probably because the offensive line.
They definitely would have had a better record than 8-8.
They probably would have
never made the playoffs.
That's also the division, though, too.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what he would do in another division. Anyways, so I want to see him and see if he's progressing. I feel like everyone wants him to be the next best quarterback. He, by all accounts, could be. But let's not act like he had a stellar season last year because he definitely didn't.
Let's not act like he didn't lead the team to the playoffs starting from his rookie year.
Yeah, he's a solid player. He's a really good quarterback. But he's not the best in the league. I think everyone wants him to be there yet. So he still has to prove it to me. I'm not sold 100% on him yet.
Yeah, if you lead higher, I'm not going to get into the debate with you, man.
No, he's good. I'm not saying he's a bum. I'm just saying, let's not forget that he was a shitty quarterback last year. Like, he wasn't good. He turned the ball over.
He was playing through injuries, you realize.
Yeah,
that,
he
right?
did. And, like, I understand that, but so does everyone. Like, Phil Rivers played a playoff game with a torn ACL. Like,
but look what you're saying. He played a playoff game. He didn't play in the season with the whatever.
I'm just saying, I'm watching Luck, and I want to see what he's able to do. All
right, let's go.
All right, so what do you want to see from Baltimore?
Baltimore, I want to see if the newly repaired knee of Joey Flacco, it holds up, man. Because if he goes down, it's over.
Yeah.
So I want to see if he's good and back to form. He's another one since rookie year who's been doing damage and leading his team, so I want to see that.
Yeah, but they got to give him help. So for me, it's going to be the receivers because it looks like Perriman's not going to come back anytime soon.
Oh, but they got Steve Smith.
Yeah.
Who cares? Who's Perriman when you got Steve Smith?
Well, he is 37. He is 37. So we'll see what he's able to do. I'd love the Steve Smith story, but let's be realistic about how old he is, too. So I want to see that. I want to see Mike Wallace. I want to see those tight ends.
Kamara Aikman.
And I want to see Terrence West. Love the run game.
What he did last week was crazy, man.
That's going to be a great story if he comes back.
He's going to be pushing for a set.
I hope so. He really deserves that playing time. So who do you think should have a better record or better season, the Ravens or the Colts?
I definitely think the Colts are going to have a better record.
Okay.
Well, not record, just a better season, you know what I'm saying?
I think the Ravens do by a game.
Okay.
I don't think the Colts are going to win the division. I don't think the Ravens are either, but I think the Ravens are going to probably play better this year. It's going to be close, though. Next up, we got Tampa Bay and Jacksonville. What are you trying to see out of Tampa Bay?
I just want to see more consistency.
Yeah.
Because the way they came out last week was horrible.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they could talk a good game for training camp and stuff, but when they got on that field to walk the walk, definitely wasn't about no sauce.
Yeah.
So, definitely want to see more consistency out of them, offensively and defensively.
Yeah, it's a young team, too, so we got to see what they're able to do. A lot of rumblings about Gerald McCoy taking a step back, so I want to see if he's able to really be that player he's getting paid to be and what everyone thought he was going to be when he got drafted super early. What do you want to see out of Jacksonville?
Jacksonville, same thing with them. I want to see consistency and I want to see that run game. They came out last week strong.
Mm-hmm.
From what we saw from Allen Robinson, definitely need to take a step back.
Yeah.
Blake Bortles definitely made better decisions, and I knew once he had a run game, that would help him make better decisions. Now he got a legit running back, which is Chris Ivory. TJ Yeldon definitely could spell him, but Chris Ivory's the running back you want to own.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I also feel like, too, it's weird that they're, like, really committed to this 50-50, and it's clear to me that Chris Ivory's a better running back. Like,
I don't get it.
He's unstoppable. Like, Yeldon's great to, like, on third down,
yeah.
But what Chris Ivory's able to do, he's unstoppable when he's healthy.
Because they really did split. They took Ivory out, and they didn't bring him back until, like, goal line.
Yeah, it was weird. So for me, what I want to see is Julius Thomas. He had the opportunity to catch a touchdown and he dropped it.
Yeah.
So
they supposedly worked on that this whole offseason.
Yeah. So I want to see if he's able to do that because that's going to be huge for them if they can have him be a weapon with those receivers outside. So who do you have having a better season this year?
I'm definitely going to go with Jacksonville.
Yeah, me too, easily. Now we got San Francisco and Denver. What are you trying to see from San Francisco?
San Francisco, who's going to be the quarterback?
Yeah.
Because what I saw last week was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Thad Lewis.
Tore his ACL.
So
they signed Christian Ponder.
Okay. They see my point. Once he was going to be the quarterback.
Yeah.
Kaepernick
has dead arm, too, so he can't even play right now.
When Thad Lewis was in the game, the pace picked up tremendously.
Yeah.
And that's the type of quarterback they need. So this is why I think Kaepernick is going to win that job if he could, like, get back to being healthy. Because when Thad Lewis was in the game, the run game was boom. The throws were boom on point. And that's exactly what Kaepernick was going to provide for them. So I just can't see another quarterback winning that job.
Yeah, I hope you're right because I would love seeing Kaepernick in that team too, but we'll definitely see. For me, I just want to see more from the front seven. There's a lot of question marks, a lot of young players. Eli Harold's going to start from Virginia. Shane Scobb is getting a lot of run too. Just want to see the young players able to do. Nick Ballore is getting a lot of run also. So a lot of unproven players who are having opportunities to start want to see what they're able to do. What do you have from Denver that you want to see?
Just quarterback.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see that quarterback. And
Paxton looked good, though. I like Paxton. I think they got to start him. I think that's
the
like
funny thing about Paxton is Chris Harris came out and said he has an arm.
Yeah,
he's the quarterback with the most upside.
He
really likes him.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Sanders compared him to Matthew Stafford with the arm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Trevor's like the middleman and just like the odd man out. So we already know Paxton Lynch won't start. They came out and said, like, he's just a rookie. They're going to have him sit, you know?
They always say that, but, you know, by week 8, he'll be the starter.
Yeah.
Like, how many, like, I know Sanchez. Sanchez is going to fuck it up. And then put Paxton in.
And we already saw it the first preseason game. Sanchez went to Sanchez Wade.
And
had a nice throw and complimented that with the interception.
Oh, stupid interception, too. I'm excited for when I have to pretend to know how to pronounce Trevor Siemian's last name. Like,
Seaman.
Pause. So, moving on. Who do you think should have a better Denver? Right, Denver should be better.
Denver.
Yeah. All right. So, last up, we got Kansas City with the Los Angeles Football Rams. What do you want to see from KC?
KC, man. Speaking of KC, JC is back. Jamal Charles. I want to see if that defense could hold up after losing Sean Smith.
Yeah.
They didn't look nearly as strong as they did last year in the first preseason game. Letting Christine Michael run all over them like that.
That was bad, too. And that's a bad offensive line.
Yeah, bad.
They were missing tackles.
They were getting manhandled.
They were looking slow up front.
Yeah,
like Derrick Johnson, I don't think they should have brought him back. He was looking a little slow.
I mean,
a lot
I know
of
Houston's
tackles.
Not there, but come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, they got to adjust to that. That's their new life. So
they
need to see a lot more. For me, it's on defense as well. I want to see D-Ford continue to do stuff because they're going to rely on him a lot with Houston missing. They're relying on a lot of players to step it up. So for me, I want to see what he's able to do. What do you want to see from LAR, the Los Angeles Rams?
For LAR, I want to see the quarterback. Like, the quarterback play is horrible. Their receiver play is ridiculous. I don't even know, man. But you want to know it's something interesting? That fan base that showed out for that game is crazy.
When
you're excited about the fan base, yo, that was crazy.
That was pretty cool.
That many people. They almost had a packed house.
Yeah, they did. They missed a football.
And they had actual football brawls at the stadium
they
already.
They did. I saw that.
Yeah,
that
saw
pretty,
it.
That was nuts.
So pretty much, yeah, I just want to see quarterback and receivers.
Yeah, no, I definitely do too. For me, one player who I really liked out of this draft, who stupidly got assaulted someone four weeks before the draft, Tyler Higbee. He's a tight end from Western Kentucky. They're calling him Baby Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
Really athletic. Made some plays this past game. He's going to have a lot of opportunity. He's a much, much better upside than Lance Kendricks. Probably going to get suspended. Apparently some guy was talking to his girlfriend, and then he broke the guy's nose and sent him to the hospital. And then, he was hiding just, crazy drunk, and I was just struggling. So, but hopefully that's not a big deal. We put that behind him, but I think he's a really talented player. So that's who I got. That was a wrap up for week 2. So once again, guys, I want to say thank you so much for listening. Please continue to do so, and we'll hit you with week 3 coming up within the next week or so. So
I'm Carl.
I'm Cody. Talk to you later. What? Talk about you getting money, make a cat call. You see me in the cell, moving funny, can't call. Shorty wanna leave with a nigga, can't call. Now she wanna be with a nigga, can't call. Heard they wanna run up on a nigga, can't call. You know I keep a gun on me, yeah, nigga on it. Cause she wanna leave with a nigga, can't call.